What we have here is an interesting discussion. We mentioned Marcus Davenport a little bit in Fact or Fiction. The Lions went out and added a couple defensive linemen yesterday to help round out their roster, but none of them are people we've heard of, and they're end of the roster bodies. John, they are putting a lot of faith in Marcus Davenport. I'll ask you, is it too much faith? Does Brad Holmes have kind of blinders on?
I don't think he has blinders on because maybe I have too much faith in Brad Holmes that they're going to go out and add Za'Darius Smith. Because it's sometimes when you look at it, right, it's just is the easiest solution the one that is going to happen. That is by far the easiest solution. Or I don't know that he has too much faith in Marcus Davenport because how could he? How could he?
Well, I want to back up. When they brought Marcus Davenport back, it's a one-year deal and it's not very expensive.
Oh, it's $1.5 million.
And you said based on that deal, they're going to do more.
Yeah.
They haven't. And all I'm saying is, John, it may be a possibility that this is Brad's guy. I mean, the Za'Darius move hasn't happened. Look, it could happen today, tomorrow, next week. It hasn't happened. Is it possible that Brad just loves Marcus Davenport? Brought him in, wasn't satisfied with last year because he got hurt, but is doubling down that this guy is a bookend to Aiden Hutchinson. I think it's possible Brad Holmes feels that way. And if he does, I think he is making a mistake.
Yes, I would agree with that last statement. It also could be, do they feel that they can get 4 to 5 games at the start of the season out of him? Like, are they banking on 4 to 5 games from Marcus Davenport? Anything over that is gravy, which I would agree with. But that anything over that is gravy, not banking on him for 4 to 5 games, because I got to imagine that it's going to be Al-Qadim Muhammad, Marcus Davenport, and then insert, I don't know, Tyler Lacy, Tyrus Wheat, like the guys you know we don't know about in a rotation opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And they're just simply gambling on Marcus Davenport to be there until Pascal comes back. Okay, and again, I'm not saying, hey, ooh, look, the cavalry is arriving.
Yeah.
Because Josh Pascal has not been dominant on the edge.
No. And then again, the way their defense operates, we know Aiden's, you know, your alpha dog pass rusher. But teams can slide protections, use tight ends, chip with the running back. It's why, you know, the Lions had to get creative with blitzes a couple years ago to offset it, to create a balanced rush. I don't believe they have a balanced rush, and we're starting the season in 10 days, less than 10 days.
Well, here's the issue that I have with only having the guys on the roster right now, Davenport, Muhammad, Lacy, Wheat, whatever, is how have we seen Aiden Hutchinson used? We've seen him on the edge. Mm-hmm. We also see him line up over guard.
Reduced down, yeah.
And so if you're telling me that they're limiting Aiden Hutchinson to only being an edge, now you're not maximizing the opportunities to create unbelievable mismatches that favor the Lions, but favor Aiden Hutchinson. Like, you're not going to be able to use him the way that he is best used, and that is at every single position on that defensive front. Move him around, create fear in every offensive lineman. The only one that you're not going to have any fear in is the center. We're not going to see him line up as a nose, but line him up as a wide three, as a two-eye, as different ways. Now you can't do that, because if you do it right now, even if Davenport is healthy, you got Al-Qadim Muhammad on one side, Marcus Davenport on the other. I don't like that.
And there's no depth. And they're very fortunate that Aiden Hutchinson is a guy that logs like 95% of the snaps. Like, he is a workhorse. Sure. But again, I think you're putting too much faith in Davenport. I think Brad Holmes loves Marcus Davenport too much. You guys let us know if that's the read of the situation in your eyes. 248-539-9797. But John, we were waiting to see how they'd get to 53. And they made two moves yesterday on the D-line. And
I believe they're at 52 now, right?
I think they still have one more spot, yes.
Yeah, because they did acquire a defensive back.
A safety
yesterday.
From Jacksonville while we were on the air. And then the two moves on the D-line they made, you referenced it, Tyler Lacy and Tyrus Wheat. And if you've never heard of these people, that's okay. I don't think anybody had heard of these people. Lacy was a fourth-round pick in 2023. He started 8 games at defensive tackle, can play a little bit of that big defensive end, but not a true...
Wheat was undrafted.
Yeah, and Wheat's an undrafted dude. So they are telling you, shy of a Za'Darius Hail Mary here.
Well, okay, let's dial that back a little bit. I don't think it's a Hail Mary.
Shy of a last second signing that Marcus Davenport is an every down bookend to Aiden Hutchinson, which feels crazy. If I would have told you that in April, you would have said, Brad's too smart for that. There's too much riding on this season. That can't be the case. And John, it's a very real possibility that Marcus Davenport is viewed as that bookend in the eyes of Brad Holmes.
If I'm Kelvin Shepard, I'm spending every morning meeting Brad Holmes as he walks into his office with whatever, hey, you want a cup of coffee? You is there anything I could do for you? By the way, you know, there's something you could do for me. Go get me Za'Darius Smith. And then if he says yes, then Kelvin Shepard hops on a plane with contract in hand, along with Brad Holmes. They go find Za'Darius Smith and they handcuff him and bring him back to Detroit and say, this is where you need to be.
This is the problem with the bringing the band back together thing, though. When you just, all these 1-year deals that happened back, you know, early in the offseason, and then trusting Pascal, who has earned absolutely no reason to have trust in him, and now he's hurt. Yeah. So now you're in this pickle. I would say this, if it's going to be Smith, why not Clowney?
Well, that's the other option. If Za'Darius signs somewhere else, because allegedly or other Judon. Contenders are calling him. I think Judon, I screwed up. I think he's with Miami now.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it slipped through the cracks in the last week as the, you know, preseason was winding down. But Clowney is, Tom, still unsigned? Yes? Okay. So that would be the other plan. But right now, it's Davenport or bust. It's 97.1.